what's going on, Jimmy and Cass?
And Belle.
We're here for another Divorce Not an Option. First, we got to thank everybody that's been supporting us, watching the podcast. We get your messages. We appreciate you. And we promise we're going to be consistent. So this is podcast number 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we told you we're going to be consistent. Every week, we're going to do new podcasts, okay? So, baby, what's this podcast about? What are we doing this week?
Yeah, so this week, I thought we'll kind of talk about social media relationships. You know, the effects of social media and how that plays into your relationship and kind of going into that.
Okay. So let's just start for the, do you think social media is good for relationships?
It depends. I mean, I don't think social media is, you know, bad for a relationship, but I don't think it's necessarily good either. I think there are pros and cons, and I guess we can kind of dive into them. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, if the couple have a business together, right? And, you know, let's say they have a real estate business, for instance. And so, you know, it's good to have social media presence because, again, that's traffic, right? Mm-hmm. So that is good, you know, to kind of be on social media for that aspect. But anything else outside of, you know, business together and trying to, you know, give traffic, you know, for your business or why not. The other stuff that we tend to do is kind of idolize different relationships. And then we could get more into it.
Okay.
So that's the con.
Okay. So let's start because we're only doing half an hour podcast now.
True.
So let's start off with the pros that you said. You spoke of business.
Yes.
So if, you know, we have several friends and people we know that are on social media because of business, they're high profile people and they use social media to drive traffic,
to promote their businesses,
business for money as well, because, you know, being a content creator, you do make money from it. So a lot of people will display their relationship or like kind of like what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We're doing kind of like an exportation of our relationship. You know what I'm saying? For social media. But you know, we're doing a positive, but I think overall, you know, when a couple is really together and their main focus is the business they're doing for social media, and they're utilizing it for that, and they're still having their private relationship. Because I think what tends to happen is that a lot of what I've seen is when couples are doing a lot of social media, there's a blurred line between what's for social media and what's personal. They start to really get personal and it blurs that line between, okay, me and you, like right now we're doing this, you know, Divorce Not an Option. You know what I'm saying? We're like, you know, we're a relationship life coach and we're doing this for, you know, in social media and we're using it for that. So, but beyond that, we have our relationship and, you know, we're not 24/7 blogging and vlogging our lives all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's for, we're using social media for a specific thing. But I've seen a lot of couples where it's their whole life is they're vlogging, their whole life they're doing something on social media for the attention, for the clout. And I think that's when it messes up relationships.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. That's why I said there's pros and cons. You know, I mean, just the negative side of a relationship in social media is the fact that, you know, you're on there 24/7. So if you're so focused on social media and then you tend to kind of focus on what others are saying about your relationship, you know, some people get caught up with reading the comments, you know, maybe they didn't like your outfit or maybe, you know, somebody say something about, you know, your spouse or why not. And you're just all out of your feelings because of it, you know, and and that tends to kind of boil down over in a real relationship behind closed doors, you know, closed doors, just because. And then you also have the other side too, which I think it's a little bit more, you know, more deeper to talk about. You have the other side where you start idolizing other relationships. You know, so when you see a couple, that, you know, on social media, you're like, oh, I want to be just like them, you know, and then you start idolizing them. You know, not knowing, you know, the reality of their relationship. You just see what, you know, what they show you, which is, you know, the good things, and nobody else see the bad things.
Well, what I noticed with a lot of those social media is that those, whether they're the podcast shows that just or go viral, or they're people that people follow. Mm-hmm. They're half of the time, and most of the time, they're not really living the life they're portraying. I think Derek Jackson is a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. I think thousands and thousands of women idolized him. They mm-hmm. thought he was the perfect man. Mm-hmm. I didn't like his rhetoric about, you know, men and what they should do. And he, you know, he was pandering to women and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But women were, I mean, relationships were getting broken up because women were like, oh, you got to be like Derek Jackson mm-hmm. and you got to be like this guy and his advice and stuff. Come to find out, he was a serial cheater. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife weren't even that deep as far as what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't the man he portrayed.
Right.
And a lot of people have lost relationships or maybe good relationship because they will listen to this guy. Mm-hmm. Now, I do believe that sometimes the message is good, mm-hmm. but from the messenger, but it's really important who it's from. Mm-hmm. You know, I think anybody could speak truth.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that people that you have to be perfect in your life. Mm-hmm. But if you're speaking upon something and you're saying these things and you're not putting it into practice, then how can you really give advice to people about that? You know, advice is really people that, you know, I think it's from ancient times. You know, really counsel has come from your older people that have lived lives mm-hmm. and they pass down knowledge and tutelage to the next generation, mm-hmm. you know? And then, of course, I think our society made it to a money thing where, okay, we got these people that are specializing in this relationship mm-hmm. stuff, so they're going to make money from it, right? Mm-hmm. Now the internet has allowed people that don't have any experience giving this advice mm-hmm. to give advice mm-hmm. and people listen. See, back in the day before the internet, we knew that things on TV and movies were just, you know, just fantasies mm-hmm. and stuff like that. We didn't take it for what it was. Maybe you pull some cool things from a movie or from a show, mm-hmm. but in general, we knew that that was not reality. Mm-hmm. But social media has made people believe that that's reality and that they have to live and they have to do what these people were saying because, oh, this person is doing it, so I have to do mm-hmm. it. They're thinking that's their reality.
Right.
And it's not. So I think that's also a negative for social media mm-hmm. and when it comes to relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, you know, some things just needs to be, you know, behind closed doors. We don't need to share our relationship 24/7, you know, and there's, you know, if you're sharing, like I say, 24/7, you're definitely not spending, you know, enough as far as, you know, one-on-one time with each other. You're just, you know, doing it for content mm-hmm. and, you know, and that's it. You know, you're really not, you know, learning about your partner. You're really not taking that time mm-hmm. you know, to develop your relationship because you're always on camera. And so, like I say, you know, depending on the relationship, I mean, we've seen a lot of relationships that's broken up over it. And mm-hmm. not just that, I mean, there's the more serious, you know, where you have, you know, murder, of course, people killing each other, right? You know, you have that popular couple and you wonder, you know, wait, how did, you know, he kill her? How did she kill him? You know, murder, suicide. I mean, it's just a fantasy world. And I think that is very dangerous for, you know, us to sit here and kind of idolize and, you know, and kind of compare, you know, your relationship to their relationship. Your relationship will never match, you know, someone else's relationship that you see. Again, that's all fantasy.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I don't know if the psychologists are working on a new mental illness, because I really feel that there needs to be some type of label of people that are addictive to social media, because we have all these PC. The problem with social media is that it actually incentivizes. Is that the word? incentivizes, gives incentives, mm-hmm. incentivize. You know what I'm saying? bad behavior. You know, and, you know, the most outrageous, craziest thing you can do gets attention, mm-hmm. even if it's illegal. You know, those even get more attention. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. You know, when I was looking on us, they have these videos of these people that, like, now I want to be very clear what I'm about to say. Okay. Right? I in no way support anybody that's a pedophile in any way at mm-hmm. all, at mm-hmm. any way.
Yep,
all right. Don't. I don't. But I just want to talk about how social media. So they have these things because, you know, we all grew up with Chris's catch a Chris, what's his name? Catch a pedophile, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Where, mm-hmm. you know, they do this.
Oh, yeah, the
like
show. Stuff. Mm-hmm.
But now you have these vigilante people, right, mm-hmm. that are on social media and they're catching pedophiles. And I'm good with that. You know, let's catch these people to get them off the street, mm-hmm. and that's fine. But then I think it goes too far is where they meet up with these people and they start beating them. Mm-hmm. You know, now I'm not saying they don't deserve it, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, there has to be some type of line that doesn't get crossed. Call the authorities, yeah. let the mm-hmm. authorities handle it. Fine. But when you go above and beyond and start beating them, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. not really, and then it got to the point where, and I was shocked, where celebrities mm-hmm. are participating in mm-hmm. this, mm-hmm. you know, beating and torturing of these people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that these people are not wrong or they don't deserve, you know, to go to court and jail. I'm not saying that at all. But, you know, social media is so addictive to these people right. that now they're using something that is justifiable mm-hmm. to catch these people, but they're not doing it for the real reasons, mm-hmm. you know, because if they were doing it, they wouldn't be blastering and beating them on camera yeah. and things like that. Mm-hmm. They would just call the authorities, yep. you know what I mean? Yep. But no, they're beating them, they're embarrassing them, mm-hmm. they're shouting them, you know, they're putting them, they're doing a lot of extra stuff for social media. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that if you're not up, see with the Chris Hansen was his name. You had
Chris Hansen.
Hansen, yes. Mm-hmm. You had a bunch of professionals, mm-hmm. law enforcement people, mm-hmm. counsel, mm-hmm. that were behind that to make sure that, you know, communication, mm-hmm. they had all the evidence that was needed. Mm-hmm. This person was really somebody that was a pedophile, yeah. right? Yeah. So, you know, fine. And even they got in some legal trouble sometimes, you know what I'm saying? They were paid. Yeah. You got these regular people mm-hmm. that are on the net mm-hmm. that are going back and forth with people that we don't really know if what they're doing is correct. And I'm not mm-hmm. trying to mm-hmm. defend anybody, not at all. So don't get me wrong. But the way it's being done is like, are these people really pedophiles? Like, you know, at the end of the day, how did the conversation come along? Mm-hmm. Like, if, you know, if you're on the net, are they finding people in trap? I mean, there's so much to it. And then mm-hmm. they ended mm-hmm. by beating them out in public. And, mm-hmm. and then they got celebrities involved. And to me, that's just horrible. And it's not because they want to help kids. Mm-hmm. It's because it's social media. There was a case, and I'm going to let you go because mm-hmm. I know I've been going, I go all day, but there was a case I just saw of this guy that was talking to this girl. She was 18 though, mm-hmm. but she was pretending she was 17. Mm-hmm. He was 19 college, so they were talking, mm-hmm. right? And they were in college. So he goes to meet her, mm-hmm. right? And a group of her friends come. Mm-hmm. Talk about, oh, you want me a 17-year-old, blah, 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 and chase him and beat him. He survives and stuff, but now they're being locked up. Mm,
that's good.
Because at mm-hmm. the end of the day, she was 18. Mm-hmm. She lied about yeah. she was 17. Mm-hmm. He was a college student, and they entrapped him. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Yeah. Now, yeah. I'm not saying, I don't know what they talked about, but right. 17, mm-hmm. 19, 20, I mean, come on now. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, what did they have? Their phones out. They were posting it.
Yeah.
And now they're all in jail mm-hmm. because of that. Yeah, so good. Social mm-hmm. media, and I know we talk about relationships and, mm-hmm. and stuff, but it's just, if social media is making people go crazy, that just regular people for clout, what do you think is going to do to your relationship?
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, right. I go all day about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's absolutely true. You know, that's the whole point, you know, the relationship and social media, you know, they just shouldn't mix. You know, you don't want to mix your relationship with social media. You don't want to idolize all of these, especially with celebrity couples too. I mean, mm. that's another, you know, couples that, you know, people tend to idolize, you know, or if they see, you know, Tiana Taylor and her husband, during a lot of, you know, a lot of females, a lot of males, you know, a lot of couples actually idolize and say that's, you know, that's relationship goals. That's the hashtag, right? Relationship goals. And so every time, you know, they see the relationship, oh, relationship goals, they're doing, and then, you know, and again, you know, unfortunately it goes, you know, to divorce. And then that's when people are like, and then everything starts coming out, mm-hmm. you know, the real truth, right? Everything starts coming out in court. And then, you know, and then they start talking and then you're like, oh, wait, they were doing this, this was happening, or that was happening. And again, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You're only seeing what they are showing you. And so I don't believe any relationship should be relationship goals at all, because again, they're not relationships that we should be idolizing.
Yeah, that's like Papoose and Remy Ma.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
matter of fact, I thought they would last though. I really did. I was rooting for them. You know, I thought they were going to
and,
make it.
You know, and I'm not here to pick sides on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not. But from what we know, you know, he held her down for all those years.
Right. Yeah. While she was in jail.
And she's seen somebody else and everybody knew, you know. But see, this is the thing. Like, we thought, just like y'all thought, they were the perfect couple.
Exactly.
He held her down, you know, said while she was in jail. And then she comes out. Then they do reality TV.
Yeah,
and start getting doted again to the money.
Yeah, then they then got all of a sudden, pregnant, have kids together.
Then all of a sudden, she run around with some other dude.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what he was doing, but he wasn't saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But she was running around with a new dude.
Yeah.
We don't know. But for how many years people would like relationship goals? Remy Ma and Papoose.
Yeah, it was hashtag.
So, like I said, I'm not here to pick sides. Mm-hmm. This is not what we're doing. But see, a lot of people were thinking like, yeah, you know what? He held her down. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Now, let's talk both sides of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a dude, right, and you like, yo, I want to be like Papoose and hold my girl down. Now, look what happened to Papoose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the rumors are true, like, I'm just saying going by that, you know?
All right.
He held her down in jail for like, what, 7 years, 5 years, something like that? She was in jail?
Yeah, she was in jail for a couple of years.
She was there for a minute.
7, 8?
She was in there for a minute. She gets out. He's holding her down. And then all of a sudden, now I don't know what he did, so I'm not saying, but in the media.
Yeah, no one's perfect.
But in the media, she's running around with some other dude.
Yeah.
In the media. Now, we don't know what goes on, but in the media. You know what I'm saying? Now you have all these guys out here looking at Papoose about, yo, if you with a girl that's in some trouble or whatever, oh, you know what? Papoose hold his queen down. I'ma hold mine down. And you hold it down on no good chick. Like seriously, because if it is what the media portrayed, then he held down a bucket, meaning he held down a woman for 7 years. And then when she got out, as soon as stuff may not have been going right, not only was she seeing somebody else, that's cool, you know, if you're broke up, whatever, but she was all in public, you know what I'm saying, with it. You know, embarrassing him. After he held her down, regardless of what's happened behind the scenes, he held you down for that many years. But see, everybody, all these dudes out here running around like, yeah, you know, I'm going to hold this girl down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold. Now, look what happened. How many of you guys out there are being played right now because you hold down the wrong one, but you're trying to follow Papoose? Let's flip it over, right? Let's flip it over for women. You know, let's say, and like I said, this could be too. You in jail. He out there, you know what I'm saying? He holding you down. You come out of jail. You like, baby, you held me down. Let's get this money. And then he running off doing what he got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's bad too. Now you got these women like, yo, you know what? My man that holds me down while I'm in jail, while I get, you know what I'm saying? Nah, sometimes you shouldn't be holding down people at all.
Yeah, they're not worthy enough. You know?
So both sides. So I'm not trying to say either. I mean, even though in the media it does look like she was dirty, but.
Well, we don't know.
No, we don't know.
I mean, it's just, speculation.
We don't know. It is speculation.
You know, I mean, we don't really know.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that you look at these relationships wrong. And these relationships will lead you into a bad situation.
They do. I mean, and speaking of which, is, you know, it's a good segue to reality shows as well. Because that's also, you know, a social media in a sense. Because, I mean, that's how they're promoting, right? And so you see those reality relationships. I mean, you know, I mean, how many housewives you've seen that were married and then, you know, now they're not, right? And so everybody's like, oh, you know, they have the big house, you know, they have the 2.5 kids, they had the white picket fence, they have the cars, they got all of that, you know what I'm saying? And all you see is the glamour. But then behind closed doors, again, we don't know what's happening. So again, here we go with the same hashtag, relationship goals, couple goals, and so on and so forth. And then again, just to end up in divorce. So, I mean, I guess the truth of it is that no relationship should be allies. And I will even go as far as saying your friend's relationship shouldn't be allies either, or maybe your parents' relationship, or that's just my, I don't believe in idolizing or looking at other relationship and saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to compare it to mine just because, it's different times, your parents got married 40, 50 years ago. I mean, how much has changed, right? They're not the same people, you're not your parents, you're not your mom, the guy's not the dad, it's just so many different variations and variables. There's no reason to kind of compare, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think you touched a very good point, because I think what we tend to do is try to look at others when things aren't going right with us, which makes us not appreciate what we have. Mm-hmm. I think social media is a big example of that, because, if you happy with what you have, then social media wouldn't be that important.
Right.
It would be for what it is, socializing, entertainment, things like
entertainment.
That. But at the end of the day, if social media is that important to you, where you are vexing for likes and vexing for clicks and trying to emulate people you see, that's a problem, because, you have to do the internal work on yourself. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself looking at social media and trying to emulate that, then it's a problem. Reality TV shows are very pure example
of
that.
They're very addictive.
When you start watching all these reality shows, they start off all married and happy, and then by season two or three, they're most of them are divorced. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is that attention gets to them, right? And people start doing things, attention, money, fame, it breaks them up. They don't stay. It's rare when you see couples stay together. Yeah. And the ones that stay together, everybody's talking about, oh, they stupid. They shouldn't be
right.
Together.
Or they have problems.
They have problems and things like
someone's
that.
Someone's cheating.
Yeah. It's really, people put rumors out there, oh, this person must be cheating when they seem happy, things like that. So, there's no aspect of social media or any type of thing that's outside of your marriage that's positive for you, because you have to keep that base. And I think when people don't have that base, they could just drift, because it is a sense of cheating in a sense. It's not like a physical with a person, but if you're giving your time, your love and affection to something else and not to your husband or to your wife, then that is an affair. Mm-hmm. If that thing is messing up your relationship, it's the same impact. More people are breaking up now for social media and social things than they're breaking up, or just how they feel, breaking up for, he cheated on me. You know what I'm saying? And that's sad when you have that. Most divorces aren't because of infidelity. Mm-hmm. They're because, most women just want to, change their life, or they're not happy, or guys are not happy. So it's not even the old school, oh, he just cheated on me or she cheated on me. Mm-hmm. No, people stay together after cheating. People could work through that. But the problem is with social media is that people don't even want to work through relationships anymore. Right. They don't want to work through problems. Mm-hmm. They don't work through it, because there's always somebody on social media that is telling you leave. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the problem. You see all these examples of, oh, he was in a girl's DM. I'm leaving him. Mm-hmm. And you got a million comments co-signing it. And then you're in there co-signing too. So then if he hearts a picture, you're like, see, he don't want me.
See,
I'm leaving him. And now you messed up something that could have been good for you, because you listen to social media, not knowing, because half of these girls that talk about that independent crap, like Beyonce, right? Mm-hmm. Huge, independent women. Everybody listen to Beyonce, but Beyonce married. Beyonce stayed with her husband after he cheated.
She's
still with him.
She is. They're still together.
But y'all were running around Beyonce talking about to the left. Mm-hmm. Talking about I'm independent. Mm-hmm. I don't need a man. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that woman that's telling you that, she got a man. Mm-hmm. She go home with her man every day. Yeah. They happy. They making money off of your stupidity. Mm-hmm. Because you buy anything in women empowerment. But at the end of the day, And then on the flip side, you got these men out here, these simp guys out here that especially Hollywood, because I think Hollywood men are simp men because they all date the same chicks.
Yeah, just
like seriously in Hollywood, it's like
the same.
It's like they date the same women,
same girls.
They have baby. They have multiple baby mamas.
Guys too.
Women, there's like all these women out here that got multiple babies by famous people. They rotate the same chicks.
It's just a big old rotation.
That's simp. Like if I got money and I'm rich. And I'm single. Why would I take this? Why would I impregnate and marry the same chicks that everybody else done bang?
It's a big orgy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes no sense. That's simp mentality to me. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna marry this chick. You're gonna date this chick seriously, all that. Now, if you wanna have fun, have fun. It is what it is. But to sit there and claim this chick as my woman and this like that, I mean, how many times, how many people ran through J-Lo? How many people ran through Ciara? How many people ran through Ariana Grande? How many people ran through Kim Kardashian, Ruby Rose? I mean, you know, just the list goes on and on. How many people ran through these women, and people, these guys keep wiping them up. Now, I'm not saying in any way these women are bad. You know, they're making decisions for themselves. But as a man, and you got money, power, and influence, you keep having sex with these and marrying and dating and being with these same women.
The same.
So you're a simp. But see, people look at that and they say, I want a woman just like you know what I'm saying, Amber Rose. I want a woman like Kim Kardashian. I want a woman like Ciara. I want a woman like this. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that these women can't get married and be faithful. So it's not to them. But they've been with a lot of guys. And those are just the guys we know. Don't nobody want to know the non-famous people they've been with. Nobody cares about that. Yeah. Like we don't know who Kim Kardashian was before Ray J because it didn't matter. No. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We didn't care. You know? So at the end of the day, the simps are running around there. You look at their lives like, oh, yo, you got this girl, you got that. Yeah. And then you trying to get the same type of woman, but you wondering why you don't have wifey material. These bad women ain't wifey material because they get married, but they didn't get divorced. But that's what you're idolizing. And see, that's the problem with social media.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you stated it perfectly. That is the problem.
You know, so at the end of the day, stay off the social media. If you have a relationship, focus on the relationship.
Yeah, just focus on each other.
If you have a business, make sure that you use social media for the business. Make sure when you look at social media, you look at the skits and all that thing, the memes and all that stuff. Understand that's entertainment.
Yes.
Understand that that's just there for your amusement, your entertainment. But don't apply it to your life.
Yes, you don't want to compare it to your relationship. Yeah, just leave it. At social media.
Now, it's okay to see some things in polo. You know, you may say, oh, that couple just real dope. You know, we need to, you know, little things like that. It's great to pull because, you know, hey, we pull things from life all the time. You may be walking one day, you see an idea, somebody's wearing something and it gives you an idea. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But make sure you understand that that's what it's for. Your relationship should be the priority.
Yes.
Your relationship should be the nucleus of your life. And then social media should be something like when you go to the movies, when you know what I'm saying? Things like that, you know, you have to understand. Now, if you use it for business, cool, but use it for business. Understand that, hey, this is business. We're giving the image. We're doing what we got to do for business. But it shouldn't be your laying at night. And you're arguing because
why didn't
our video
media.
Get 20 likes? Yeah. It's you. Yeah, all that stuff.
Right.
We don't look at likes. We don't look at none of that. We do this because we want to help. You know what I'm saying? We don't do it because we want the clicks and the likes. But the clicks and likes would be nice.
It would be nice. But
All right, baby. Any closing words on this before we wrap this up, my love?
No, I mean, the closing words are, you know, again, just make sure that you keep your relationship safe. You keep your relationship indoors, inside, and just the two of you. You know, don't invite others, you know, by going to social media and putting it out there in the world. It should be sacred to you and your spouse.
Definitely. Well, we appreciate everything that we appreciate you listening today. You know what I'm saying, to this podcast. Catch us every Thursday. We drop a new podcast and a new video a podcast every Thursday on our YouTube channel, YouTube/@divorcenotanoption. You can go to divorcenotanoption.com and listen to this podcast and all the rest of our podcast.
Culture Radio.
You go on and also on the Culture Radio. You can download the app on the Culture Radio, Google and iTunes. Also, you know, the link is in our video description, but check out our all natural
product line.
Thank you for the orders. It's all natural.
Yes.
Anybody that's been messing with us know that we started this about a few years ago and we've been up and down with it. Like, you know, we've done it, then we went away, but we're back on it. But you go to the cultured with a D dot skin. You can pick up your moisturizer for men and women, Ebony Mojo. And then also infuse clay for face. We have different ones, one for skin, one for, you know, for moisturizing, dry skin.
Yeah, dry skin.
You know, for pigmentation, all that stuff. So check out our first creams that are infused with clay. So at the end of the day, it's something that nobody else is doing. We're infusing cream and clay together that you could leave on your face. And trust me, it's great.
Yep.
All right. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Also, hey, my book, Men Are
Meant to Be Broken.
Men Are Meant to Be Broken is on, by the time this podcast is out, it will be up. The link will be in the description.
It will be live. So go ahead and make it a number one bestseller.
Yeah,
like the first book.
Exactly. Pick it up.
Thank you.
This is definitely for the men, especially black men. And I'm talking to you directly because I want you to, you know what I'm saying, take responsibility, take accountability and be men, because we need men in these streets now. You know what I'm saying? We need real men to be out here. Our women need it. We need it. And read the book. It's reality. So definitely check it out. All right. All right. Until next time. Appreciate y'all.
Have a good night.